What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Come Up Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Grimm. And on this episode, I'll be reading you guys' final thoughts and opinions on Marvel's decision not to recast T'Challa. All of that coming up right after the intro. This will most likely be the final video on this series, Recast T'Challa. I wanted to put out this series just to get everyone's thoughts and opinions out there about Marvel's decision not to recast T'Challa, just to hear from both sides. Ultimately, they made the decision not to recast him. People felt some type of way about it. Some people didn't mind it. Some people like me are in the middle. We just want to see what they have and Wakanda Forever. So let's get to it. The first comment I'm going to read is from Eric Goodman. He's basically addressing what a recast actually is. And his comment says, people are getting confused by what recasting means. A recast is the very same version of a character with just a different actor. Like what they did with Rhodey, Terrence Howard replaced by Don Cheadle. The other characters basically just don't see he looks different. This is not the same as getting another T'Challa from a different universe. Personally, I think Marvel made the right decision. Any new actor would have always been compared to Chadwick and probably wouldn't live up to it. Also, you can't compare Loki and anyone else they bring back from the dead, as those characters are the same actors. They obviously can't do the same with T'Challa. So, shout out to you, Eric. This is a really good comment. I've been trying to stress this to people. I've been trying to let people know, hey, getting a T'Challa from another universe or timeline or from the multiverse is not a recast because he's a completely different person. It's not the same person. I just repeated myself. But yeah, Eric, this is an excellent comment. I appreciate you leaving this post. You really saved me a lot of time in trying to stress to people in the comment section. So I'm glad someone realized what I've been trying to say for months now. So overall, man, excellent comment. I appreciate you here at the channel. You're always welcome back, man. Thank you. So this comment is from Eon 001. That's what I'm calling you. If I'm wrong, please correct me. Their comment says, I think they should have set this during the blimp. You could tell the same story and even deal with the loss of the king. At least you have time to get some emotional clarity before you make a permanent decision on the course of the character. This is a good point. My only thing is, I think they wanted to finally move past the blip. I think going from phase 4 to phase 5, they want to put the blip behind them. The blip was addressed all through phase 4. And then I believe the MCU just wants to move on to the next big thing coming up, which is going to deal with Kang, going to deal with the multiverse, and dealing with getting to Secret Wars. Ultimately, they want to leave everything done in Endgame behind. That's just my opinion, but appreciate you. Good comment. This comment is from CGZ. If they weren't ready to recast, they should have just postponed the film, with all due respect. Yeah, that's a good point. I believe they wanted to get this movie out. It's been a while since we had a Black Panther movie. I don't think they were ever planning on recasting the character. So if they postponed it, we probably would have never got another Black Panther movie. That's just my opinion. I've said in the past, I believe T'Challa should have been. I'm not even going to say should have been recasted. I believe we should have T'Challa in the MCU. No matter how they did it, it would rather it's through a recast, rather it's through the multiverse. I don't know. But I believe we should have T'Challa in the MCU, ultimately. But I will be seeing Wakanda Forever tomorrow, by the time you guys be seeing this video. But, yeah, I'll have to wait and see what they have in the movie before I give my full thoughts on this comment, but good comment. This comment is from Joshua Melton. They said they should have waited another year to make another Black Panther movie. The TV show Spartacus lead actor Andrew Whitfield was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma and ultimately passed away after season one. They did a prequel season while he was in treatment before his death. The season after that, they recasted the lead actor. Since T'Challa is officially dead in MCU, let him stay dead. Don't let bring another T'Challa from the multiverse crap either. That would just be playing lazy. I get what you're saying. I don't think they ever planned on recasting this character. As I said before, I believe if... I don't know. Is it wrong? So let me ask this question to you guys. Is it wrong for an actor to be synonymous with a role, right? Is it wrong that Chadwick did so well as T'Challa that he will forever be synonymous with this role, with this character? I'm not going to offer my thoughts on that. What are you guys' thoughts on that? This comment kind of asks that question. Could someone else have done not only Chadwick, but the character T'Challa justice if they were recast it? I guess that's the question I want to ask you guys. Just let me know what you guys think. Last of my kin, Gemini King. I just want to get this one in there. Thanks for the shout out, bro. Always. Look, as I always say, this channel is a community. We will always do videos like this to get people's opinions out there, to get people's voices heard. At the end of the day, even with the trolls, I believe people just want to be heard. And I want to be someone that can help get people voices out there and get their voices heard. So I'm going to always do videos like these no matter what. So, of course, man, anytime. Ty Callahan, Marvel. Chadwick Boseman worked so very long and hard to bring this character to life that we're just going to kill his character with him. Smart idiots. No, we get what it really is. Interesting comment. I don't like to call people out of their names. I'm not going to call them idiots. They made the decision. They're standing on it. All we could do is hope for the best. Rather we agree with it or not. This is what it is. As a content creator, I'm still going to see the movie. As a fan, I'm still going to see the movie. That's just me. I understand people are boycotting the movie. Personally, this is going to sound bad, but I don't think boycotting the movie is going to do anything. The recast T'Challa movement and fan base or whatever you want to call it is so small compared to the entirety of MCU fandom. It's literally probably about 1-2% of the entire MCU fan base. Now, it may be a larger portion of Black Panther fans, but it's a very small, small percentage of people within the MCU community. So boycotting the movie, I don't think would make a major impact on it going forward, what they decide to do with the franchise and the character. But I think what can help is making videos like this and even on people with bigger platforms voicing their opinions, getting heard, because I know for a fact that Marvel and the MCU hear and watch these videos. I know for a fact. So I'm going to continue to do my part and voice you guys' opinions, voice my opinion, voice our opinion as a collective, and hopefully we'll get it to the top or whoever needs to hear it. So interesting comment. Neither agree or disagree with it. This comment is from Carlos Green. If Mr. Boseman was your son or actual brother, and you knew how he felt about the character that he was playing, you knew the original script that was agreed upon by him and the director, then your brother passed away. Then you hear and see the director and producer say it only took a few seconds to say no to recasting. Your brother laid to rest. Then 2 years later, they make a whole movie about your brother's death. I think that he meant your brother's death. But this time, they're going to make you pay to grieve week by week until the movie is out of the theaters. How can anyone support such BS as this? 2 years later, the movie should have been delayed. As I said before, whether this movie was going to be delayed or not, I don't think they ever planned on recasting this character. And I also don't think it took a few seconds to make this decision. If you look at the timeline of how things took place, so the script was, I believe, finalized in like early 2020. They started production in June of 2020. Chadwick passed away in August of 2020. They didn't start even, I don't think they started the rewrites or anything, starting anything again until December of 2020. So that's a few months. So, and then I think production started again late to mid 2021 and wrapped up at the beginning of 2022, the beginning to mid. This movie, with all the circumstances, from what I'm hearing, turned out great. From going through COVID, dealing with the death of the lead actor, and then scrambling, trying to get things in place. So I think a lot more went into it than a few seconds. Highly doubt that. I'm pretty sure you're over-exaggerating purposely. I think we discussed that in the comments already, but yeah, it definitely took more than a few seconds. I don't think you meant that literally. And if this is my son or brother, unfortunately, it's a business. I would have no say so in how they take things. You didn't even consider his wife. I think she would be the ultimate person to go to for this scenario. But at the end of the day, it is a business. I'm pretty sure some of his family had some sort of input. I don't think they just went behind their backs with this. If they did that, I'm sure we would have heard about it, honestly. But hey, if that's how you feel about it, just how you feel about it. I don't think this is what happened. I think the problem with fans is the conspiracies and assumptions that go into it, not considering that the people behind the scenes are humans as well. The people behind the scenes care about this man as well. They care about the character as well, just as much as we do. So sometimes as fans, we have to consider other people's feelings and how they felt about the situation. As I said in my previous video, it's easy to talk when you aren't the one making those decisions. I compare it to sports. It's easy to talk crap while you're sitting on the couch saying this person should have did this. This person should have did that. You should have passed the ball here. You should have shot the ball here. You know, it's easy to do that until you're in the game. Everything looks different when you're on the field. Everything looks different when you're on the court. So sometimes we have to consider it. I tend to look at things from a different perspective. I take my personal feelings out of it sometimes and put myself in other people's shoes. How would I deal with the situation from there? As I said, it's easy to say, well, you're not the one making those decisions. Good comment, though. All right. The last comment I'm going to read is from Dynamic Dwayne 421. I don't agree with the grieving, because if you guys are still grieving, you wouldn't make this movie. Don't record a funeral and have the world pay for it. They should have waited to make this movie. Take the time to grieve, then recast it for Black Panther, not lacking empathy, just using logic. I mean, to each his own, that's your opinion. You said you're not lacking empathy. You sort of are, right? These people, like, as I say, none of us knew Chadwick. We're speaking from a perspective where we're looking at an entertainer. We're looking at it from an entertainment perspective. We're not considering these people's feelings toward this man. These people care about Chadwick dearly, whether we want to believe it or not. As I said, I'm someone that believes T'Challa should be in the MCU, and I was pretty disappointed when it came out that they were going to go in this direction. But as I reflect on things, I can tell you that I wouldn't want to be the person making those decisions, man. Yeah, you're using logic, but you're using logic from a perspective from you're looking at an entertainer. You're looking at it from an entertainment perspective. You're not considering the people behind the scenes. You're not considering his castmates, his co-stars, how they felt about the man. They literally went to his gravesite the day before they started production. Now, have you been to his gravesite? I doubt it. They really cared about this man before T'Challa. We're thinking about T'Challa, not the man. Right? As I've said, I'm someone that believed that T'Challa should be in the MCU still, rather it's through a recast or wherever how they've done it. But at the end of the day, that's not the decision they made. That's not the path they chose. As a content creator, I can voice my opinion, how I feel about things. But at the end of the day, I'm not the person in making those decisions. I'm not the person, can't even think of the word for it. I'm not Ryan Coogler. I'm not Kevin Feige. I'm not Letitia Wright. I'm not none of these people, Winston Duke, whoever. I'm not none of these people, man. I don't know how they feel. I don't know if they're crying, trying to get these scenes done, putting their real emotions into it. Some of these scenes, they probably weren't acting. We're probably getting their real emotions, how they really felt about Chadwick. Listen to how they speak about the man. But as I said, everyone's entitled to their opinions. I'm not going to knock you for having your opinion. I respect everyone's opinions. I respect Marvel's decision. As I said, you don't have to agree with something, but you can respect it. I'll wait to see the movie. And then I'm going to offer my full thoughts and opinions on it. But at the end of the day, it's still rest in peace, Chadwick. I'm still a T'Challa guy. But we just have to wait and see. At the end of the day. But yeah, that's it, guys. I'm your host, Jimmy Grimm. Checking out. Peace.